Lexington's news, weather, and traffic leader. Depend on it.
WBLK, Lexington.
Accumulus Station, it's 6 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The economy is even more anemic than we thought. Revised numbers show it grew at a much slower pace between April and June. In fact, the rate of growth was cut nearly in half. Nervous investors know it and will be listening closely to Fed Chair Ben Bernanke when he delivers a major address today in Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
The address is being talked about as Ben Bernanke's most important speech since the end of the recession, because as the uncertainty grows, the nation looks to the Fed Chair to give some kind of indication he has a plan to prevent a double dip. Will he suggest a rise in interest rates, or might that stifle growth? He could signal the Fed will buy more bonds or mortgage-backed securities to push more money into the economy. But some say that's not doing enough.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. Hurricane Danielle is strengthening in the Atlantic. It's a Category 4 now, but it's far away from land. Unlike Katrina, which hit 5 years ago this weekend. ABC's Alex Stone is in New Orleans with one of Katrina's major players.
This is a war zone.
Michael Brown, the man who was in charge of the Hurricane Katrina response, wants to set the record straight.
I regret not having gone public when things weren't working.
Giving us a rare one-on-one interview, Brown now claims he tried to tell the Bush administration how bad things were on the ground here in New Orleans, but he says nobody would listen.
I mean, I tried to tell the president and everybody else how screwed up things were.
Now, 5 years after Katrina, Brown lives in Colorado. Alex Stone, ABC News, New Orleans.
New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg says the issue of building an Islamic cultural center and mosque near Ground Zero has been in the works for a year. Why all the interest now? Politics.
We're in election season. And this whole issue, I think, will go away right after the next election. This is plain and simple. People trying to stir up things to get publicity and trying to polarize people so that they can get some votes.
Bloomberg on The Daily Show. New video of the 33 trapped miners in Chile shows some standing, some sitting, most sweating. The footage was shot on a camera the government sent down through a 6-inch borehole used for communication. You're listening to ABC News.
590 WVLK News continues at 6:02. Good morning. I'm Scott Johnson. Here's what's happening. On this fourth anniversary of the crash of Comair Flight 5191, a groundbreaking is planned for the memorial to honor the 49 victims. It was the morning of August 27th, 2006. 47 passengers and two crew members died in that crash at Bluegrass Airport. First Officer James Polhanke, the only survivor. The Comair 5191 memorial will be a sculpture of 49 silver birds in flight. Groundbreaking this morning at 10 at the Arboretum on Alumni Drive. 590 WVLK News Time, 6:03.
I'm LA's 18 Storm Tracker Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack. This could be one of the best days in Jack Patty's 35 years of radio. We'll talk about that with the three-day forecast coming up on News Talk 590 WVLK.
Things running pretty smoothly on the streets. A look at traffic coming up, depend on it.
I'm Brent Carney. Coming up in sports, the 2010 Cats basketball schedule is out. Details coming up on Sports Central 590 WVLK.
590 WVLK news continues. 6:03, golden alert out of Powell County this morning. Emergency management officials say they're looking for Huey Reed. He was last seen about midnight near Airport Road wearing blue jeans, a blue pullover. Reed has Alzheimer's. Crews are organizing a search for him this morning.
A boil water advisory affecting thousands of people in Madison County remains in effect this morning. Everyone in Richmond, as well as customers on the Kirksville Water Association and the Madison County Utility District, are under the advisory after a line broke overnight Wednesday. That includes homes, schools, and restaurants. During the advisory, you should boil your water for at least 3 minutes before using it. I'm LEX18's Nicole Pence for News Talk 590, WVLK.
Lexington police investigating after two men forced their way into a home on American Avenue overnight demanding drugs and money. The man and woman in the home say they told the suspects they didn't have any. That led to a struggle. The man in the house cut one of the suspects with a knife. The two took off. No word on any arrests this morning. Family and friends will gather to say final goodbyes today to a Winchester teen killed in a car crash. More than 100 people were at Central Baptist Church in Winchester Thursday for the visitation from Michael Barnes, a senior football player at George Rogers Clark High School. Jordan Miller's a friend.
He was so nice. I mean, he was always smiling. He really never said a mean thing to anybody. I mean, you'd say hi to him in the hall and he'd wave and say hi back to you. Just always smiling. Had a great personality.
Barnes' funeral this afternoon at 1 at Central Baptist in Winchester. A man's dead after a crash in Shelby County. Happened Thursday night just before 10. Officials say he hit an embankment and flipped his truck. He was pronounced dead at the scene. His name hasn't been released. No word on the cause of that crash. A mother says it's something no parent should ever hear, that the school lost their child. But Samantha Rodarte says Lexington Elementary School did just that with her disabled 4-year-old daughter. Happened Wednesday at James Lane Allen Elementary as students got ready to leave for the day. Rodarte says her daughter was checked off a list as being able to leave with a parent but walked away. A teacher found the girl walking with a 5th grader. She was all right. School officials call the incident human error. Lots of advice for Kentucky small businesses at a conference coming up next Thursday. Kevin Norville with KentuckyBizInfo.com says head coach John Calipari will be the keynote speaker for the conference.
Now, in addition to Coach Cal being the guest speaker, we're going to have some tremendous workshops that will provide small business owners and those considering starting their own business with the tools, resources, and motivation they need to bounce back in today's turbulent economy. Plus, you'll also hear bounce-back stories of some Kentucky small businesses.
Small Business Bounce Back, September 2nd, 10 to 2:30 at the Embassy Suites. For details, KentuckyBizInfo.com. Indicators are pointing toward a higher opening on Wall Street. Dow futures are up 13 points. The NASDAQ ahead, 3.75. S&P futures, 1.75 higher. 590 WVLK News Time, 6:06. Coming up in 1 minute, weather and traffic together. Depend on it.
A Lexington tradition for almost 30 years. Jack Hattie and the Lexington Morning News. Weekdays 6 till 10 on News Talk 590 WVLK.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Sue Wiley. Weekday mornings 10 till noon on News Talk 590 WVLK. Sue has her finger on the pulse of what's important to you.
Don't we all realize that they would be exempt from this because they can write anything into law that they want to that exempts them from all these other bills, taxes, or whatever?
Oh, I bet they would dare do that.
Sue Wiley, weekday mornings 10 till noon, plus the news, weather, and traffic together at the top and bottom of every hour on News Talk 590 WVLK.
It's a little cool out this morning. Boy, doesn't it feel nice. For today, let's look at another sunny sky. The temperatures will be warm this afternoon. Should make the low 80s later today. And we'll keep that humidity nice and low. Sky will be clear tonight. Low temperatures drop back to the mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunshine, a little warmer. Mid to upper 80s on Saturday. Then on Sunday, mostly sunny and a high near 90 as it gets just a little bit more humid. I'm LA's 18 Storm Tracker Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack with your three-day forecast on News Talk 590 WVLK.
Radar is clear, sky is clear. It's 58 degrees at your official weather station, News Talk 590 WVLK.
From the Greens Toyota Lexington Traffic Center, we're off to a good start this morning. No accidents for you to deal with and no delays. Should be a relatively smooth ride if you're coming in from northern Madison County. You got the Valley View Ferry up and going for you this morning. You should be able to make your way through there without a whole lot of problem. Everything else is looking good as you make your way in this morning. Bradminton with Lexington's most dependable traffic reports. News Talk 590 WVLK.
News at the top and bottom of the hour. Breaking news instantly. Depend on Lexington's news, weather, and traffic leader. News Talk 590 WVLK.
And now the Lexington Morning News with Jack Hattie on News Talk 590 WVLK. The name you trust in the morning on the station you depend on for all the information you need.
Good morning, it is 6:09, 9 minutes after 6 as we welcome you into, let's call it first cup of coffee time on this, the 27th day of August. I'm Jack Patty. We're live from the Red Mile Clubhouse in downtown Lexington, and we'll be broadcasting our program from here this morning. We invite you to stop by and just say hi, or there's an optional breakfast buffet that is set up for you here. We do have roadblocks, I understand, out on South Broadway now that is controlling the traffic flow as it comes in here. A lot of police are on hand providing security, so we should be able to get you in and out with a relative amount of ease. And it's kind of interesting that my first guest this morning on my 35th anniversary at WVLK is one of my longest, oldest friends, Tim Philpott, who is... Well, I guess we grew up at Centenary Methodist Church together, Tim, and we've known each other for longer than either one of us would like to admit. Good morning.
Jack, good morning. I'm happy to be the first one here. I remember you when you had your peroxided hair.
I don't even remember when I had hair, Tim. Tim's family court judge here had him on the show one day, and I said, you know, I never dreamed when we were running around in your Mustang that you'd grow up to be a judge. You remember what you said to me?
No.
You said, I never dreamed you'd end up growing up to be Santa Claus. Well, yeah. this is a beautiful spot for this event. We're sitting here looking at downtown Lexington. We've got a beautiful view over the track of downtown Lexington. And, we were talking the other day about how much this city has changed in the last 35 years, or in your case, my case, in the last almost 60 years.
Yeah. We're very fortunate, are we not all, to live in Lexington, Kentucky. It's a great place.
Well, tell me about your involvement with the family court system.
Well, you know, we hooked up last night at a fundraiser for, Thursday's Child,
Thursday's Child.
Supports foster children, and of course I'm involved in family court now, and being in family court is a wonderful honor and privilege, really, because we get to try to help children every day. And so these, as you know, we were all crying last night.
Yep.
As one of these young ladies told her story of how adoption changed her life, and we run into some fantastic people through that process who have adopted children, and we cry sometimes with sad tears, but we cry a lot with happy tears too.
And this young lady last night certainly had a very sad upbringing, but once she got adopted through the special needs adoption program, she's turned out to be just a terrific person with a great future. Tim, thank you for coming by this morning.
Congratulations, Jack. You're the greatest.
Thank you, sir. 6:11 is the time here on 590 WBLK. And, of course, we thank our sponsors. Nature's Expressions, one of our great sponsors, been with us for a long time. We urge you to check them out online at nei-lex.com. I think some of those fellows will be with us later this morning, and we'll be talking to them on the air. Ken Owen and Dave Miller, hope they can stop by and see us this morning. Tell them your vision. You tell them what your vision is for your outdoor environment, whether it's a stream or a waterfall or maybe a new deck or whatever it is. They do outdoor seating areas for in natural stone. They can do, for example, a fire pit or even an outdoor kitchen. Whatever it is, you tell them what your dream is, and they'll make it become a reality. What we'd like to urge you to do is check them out online. There's some great photographs there at nei-lex.com. You can also follow them on Facebook, and then give them a call at 885-0015 and experience the difference. Nature's Expression, 6:12 on News Talk 590 WBLK, live from the Red Mile.
Jack Pat. News Talk 590 WVLK with live local talk, weekdays noon till 3. Cruiser and Crew talk to you about what matters to Lexington. Weekdays noon till 3. Cruiser and Crew, plus the news, weather, and traffic at the top and bottom of the hour. The only Lexington station with live news people on the street and in the studio. When it happens, you'll know it first. Depend on Lexington's news, weather, and traffic leader. News Talk 590 WVLK.
Think about three women in your life, your mother, your sister, your friend. Consider this, one in three women will get cancer in her lifetime. I'm Ellen Pompeo, and I'm urging women to take control of their health. So I've partnered with the American Cancer Society to launch Choose You, a new movement to inspire women to put themselves first. Visit ChooseYou.com to make your commitment to a healthy lifestyle. Together, we have the power to help prevent cancer. Live well today, stay well tomorrow.
Coming up on 6:14, 14 after 6, that's time to get the highest price for your scrap gold at the Castle, discounters of diamonds and fine jewelry. And the Bilmec 3-Day Forecast, a service of Landscaper's Corner, with Central Kentucky's largest selection of natural stone, offering premium products at affordable pricing. Call 859-225-9433. Bilmec's forecast goes like this. Sunny today, a high temperature expected to reach the low 80s. Tonight, clear with a low in the mid-50s. Saturday, sunny, high in the mid to upper 80s. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 90 degrees. We have nothing on the radar. Fair skies and 58 at your official weather station. And the sports is brought to you by Rainer Door Authority. If you need a garage door, Rainer Doors, 30% off for the month of August. It's Rainer Door Authority, 6:14, live from the Red Mile on News Talk 590 WBLK.
Now, last night's scores and the latest on the Wildcats. Sports at 10 and 40 past the hour on Sports Central 590 WBLK.
It's always a big time when the clock strikes 12 on December 31st, but this year when it hits 12 the first time at noon, True Blue fans will have another reason to celebrate. It'll be time to play Louisville. The Cats' schedule for next year is out, and the big one is on New Year's Eve, UK versus Louisville at the Cardinals' new arena, December 31st. The Cats' first SEC game is at Georgia. Senior Day is March 1st at home against Florida. Well, the decision to name Mike Hartline the starting quarterback wasn't just hard on the guys competing for the job. It was tough on the coaches, too, especially Randy Sanders, the guy who works the closest with those quarterbacks. He believes Hartline is the guy, but choosing him meant letting down two other players he also likes a lot.
It was not an easy decision, especially from a personal standpoint, because, you know, I love all three of those guys. And you guys have probably heard me say it before, and I told them, you know, choosing between them is kind of like choosing between my daughters. You know, you're happy for one of them, but you're sad for the other ones. And, you know, while you're sad for them, you also expect them to respond the right way and handle it like men and be team-oriented, and I think they've done
that. The Legends lose again last night at Kannapolis. And remember, don't miss your chance to call in and talk sports tonight with Larry Glover. That's from 6 until 8 right here on Sports Central 590 WVLK.
Sixteen past six, and the 590 WVLK Bilmec 3-day forecast. Sunny, high temperature in the low 80s for today. Right now, fair and 58 at your official weather station. News Talk 590 WVLK. And let's see, our WVLKAM.com question of the day is brought to you by Kentucky's Man of Magic, the September performance of the Kentucky Magic Dinner Theater. It's great food, great fun, great magic at every show. Come see Kentucky's Man of Magic, John Shore. Go to KentuckyMagicTheater.com for more information. And here's our question of the day. Are you worried about a double dip, a return to an economic recession? That's our question. You tell us at WVLKAM.com. Tune in for the results with Cruiser and Crew, noon until 3. Join me 9 to 10 this morning. We're live from the Red Mile Clubhouse, and we're going to be talking to folks who stop by, and some of them will have breakfast with us. I'm sure some will just stop by to say hello. By the way, Old Kentucky Chocolates, we were talking about them a few moments ago. They are supplying chocolates for everyone who comes this morning, and they're nice little commemorative box that you can take home with you, and I appreciate Don and Pam and all the folks at Old Kentucky for that. But we're going to be broadcasting here our whole program this morning until 10 o'clock. We invite you to stop by the Red Mile Clubhouse, which is off of South Broadway here in Lexington, and stop in and say howdy to us. 10 o'clock, Sue Wiley. As always, from 10 until noon, and we got a bunch of birthdays. We begin with my daughter, Angel. It's hard for me to believe my youngest daughter, Angel, is 31 today. Happy birthday, Angel. Our friend Ashley Blair over in Nicholasville has a big one today. Beverly Sharp of Georgetown, Billy Ham of Lexington, Charlotte Rhodes of Lexington, Jack Barnett of Lexington, Marshall Williams of Louisville, Mary Ellis of Lexington, Mindy Callisti of Lexington, Raven Wright and Stephen Moore of Mount Sterling, Teresa Carty of Clintonville, and Terry Barker of Burlington. Also celebrating birthday today. Tomorrow, Alexis Lambert of Nicholasville will celebrate her birthday. And happy birthday greetings going out to all of our birthday people this morning. Today is Global Forgiveness Day and Oil and Gas Industry Appreciation Day. Now, I don't know if that's technically ironic or if it's just plain weird. It is 6:18, and this is a 590 WVLK Traffic Watch. Find out what's going on in and around the traffic in the area. And once again, here is Brad Munson. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Jack. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Glad to be at least a small part of this of the legacy here. We got a couple of well, no real major problems for you this morning. If you are going to be headed over toward the Red Mile this morning, just be careful there, especially along Broadway, that intersection. Folks turning left from inbound Broadway over to the to Red Mile Road. That'll stack up just a little bit at times, so be careful getting through there. That's kind of a normal thing, but there'll be a few extra folks today. Everything else is looking good as you work your way into town. No major problems at this point. Traffic brought to you by Landscaper's Corner, with Central Kentucky's largest selection of natural stone, offering premium products at affordable pricing. Call 859-225-9433. Brad Munson with Lexington's most dependable traffic reports. News Talk 590 WVLK.
20 minutes after 6, 6:20 is the time, and coming up at 6:30, we'll get an update from the Information Center. What you got, Scott?
Jack, these stories making Lexington's morning news on News Talk 590 WVLK. Groundbreaking this morning for a memorial to those who died in the crash of Comair Flight 5191. Former President Jimmy Carter, successful in North Korea, and a man fights back during a home invasion in Lexington. Those stories and others coming up at 6:30. News at the top and bottom of the hour. Breaking news instantly. Depend on Lexington's news, weather, and traffic leader, News Talk 590 WVLK.
And once again, the 590 WVLK Bill Mack three-day forecast for Lexington and Central Kentucky, brought to you by the Kentucky Lottery. Play the Kentucky Lottery Pick 3 and Pick 4 games with midday and evening drawings. Win up to $600 with the Pick 3 and up to $5,000 on Pick 4. Got your numbers? Here it is. It's a good one. Sunny today, a high temperature in the low 80s. The outlook for tonight is clear, low temperature in the mid-50s, and then on Saturday, sunny with a high in the mid to upper 80s. Sunday's outlook, mostly sunny and a high near 90. Checking our radar right now, we have no precipitation and a beautiful morning underway. Fair skies, 58 at your official weather station. And we're live from the Red Mile at News Talk 590 WVLK.
Hey, I'm Twitch.
And I'm Tammy.
And we're here to tell you all about Lexington Trailer and Twitch.
It's not Lexington Trailer and Twitch, Twitch. It's Lexington Trailer and Hitch, your place to go get fixed or hitched.
That's right. You guys get vehicles towing and keep trailers rolling. At Lexington Trailer and Hitch, we can get you ready regardless of the season. So if you're hauling, you ought to be calling Lexington Trailer and Hitch.
We carry all your trailer parts. Locks, tires, and bearings. Oh, my.
Why don't you give the details, Mr. Big Voice Announcer?
Need fixed or hitched? Lexington Trailer and Hitch fixes all models of trailers, keeping your trailer safe for towing, stocking hundreds of parts and accessories for your trailer needs. Lexington Trailer and Hitch can get you hitched to fifth wheels, BMW gooseneck turnover balls, curb receiver hitches, and more. Lexington Trailer and Hitch has a wide selection of trailers from great manufacturers like R&R, Wells Cargo, and can custom build to fit your needs. Get fixed or get hitched at Lexington Trailer and Hitch, 252-4258, located at 1405 Versailles Road, Lexington.
That's why we pay you the big bucks. Lexington Trailer and Hitch, 1405 Versailles Road, behind the Seaward Superstore. Call now, 252-4258.
22 News Talk 590 WVLK, and one of our great sponsors, Back Construction. You know how great Back Construction is because you voted them the number one remodeler in Central Kentucky in the recent Lexington Herald Leader Readers Poll. And this was the second year in a row that you voted them. That's by the people, folks. All you have to do is talk to your friends and neighbors who've had work done by Back Construction, and they'll tell you, as I can, this is a company that is dedicated to quality. That's all the only way they do it. It's first class. And so we invite you to give them a call. The number's 225-2225. You can check out their website online at backconstruction.com. As a matter of fact, they were at our house just this week doing a little work for us in their handyman division. You know, they have a roofing division. They have a handyman division for small jobs. They have a window and door division. If it has to do with the repair of your home, there's just one call that you need to make to Back Construction, and you know that's going to be done right. Again, it's area code 859-225-2225, or check their website, backconstruction.com. At Back Construction, they build it back better. It is 6:23 at News Talk 590 WVLK, live from the Red Mile.
Sue Wiley, weekday mornings 10 till noon on News Talk 590 WVLK. Sue has her finger on the pulse of what's important to you.
I'm only 23 years old. I'm not a mother yet, but it wasn't too long ago before I was in middle school, and I just wanted to say that while I wasn't sexually active then, if I had been, I wasn't wise enough to have safe sex.
Sue Wiley, weekday mornings 10 till noon, plus the news, weather, and traffic together at the top and bottom of every hour on News Talk 590 WVLK.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Don't just go to work. Arrive informed. Jack Paddy in the Lexington Morning News. Weekday morning, 6 to 10. News, weather, traffic, and sports. Depend on Lexington's number one news talk station, 590 WVLK.
Okay, traffic brought to you by Members Heritage Federal Credit Union, serving all your financial needs. It's a great time to join. Just go to membersheritage.org for details on membership and current promotions. Here's Brad Munson.
Thanks, Jack. Things looking good so far as you work your way in. We've got no major problems this morning. Traffic is moving pretty nicely as we take our Take another look right around. Fridays typically are a little bit lighter, so we're kind of looking forward to that this morning. But be a little different with UK back in session and with the schools in as well. So just be careful. And if you give yourself that little bit of extra time, you'll be in great shape. For the Greens Toyota of Lexington Traffic Center, Brad Munson, News Talk 590 WVLK.
From the NBC studios in Burbank, it's Last Night on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. But first,
this is the sound of a popular American motorcycle. It's the sound of freedom, the open road, really good times. And this is what it sounds like with a drunk guy on it. How do you like the sound of that? Cops are cracking down on drunk motorcycle riders. If you ride drunk, you will get caught and you will get arrested. Drunk riding. Over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Experience exhilaration. Honda Performance lives in our race cars and in the Accord and Civic coupes. Try one out for yourself right now during Honda Performance Days and go to shophonda.com to sign up for your chance to take a pace lap and be on course to start an IndyCar race in the Izod IndyCar two-seater, driven by Mario Andretti.
No purchase necessary. Open to legal residents of the U.S. 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Sweepstakes ends September 5th, 2010 at midnight Eastern Time. Subject to official rules available at shophonda.com. Odds of winning depend on the number of eligible entries received.
Now, here's Jay Leno.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie told ABC this week that Jersey Shore is giving New Jersey a bad name. As opposed to the good, clean, inspirational shows about New Jersey, like The Sopranos. Why can't we have more of that? Exactly, yes, exactly. Arby's has a new item on the menu. Listen to this. The strawberry banana split swirl shake. They call it a banana split you can drink through a straw. You know, how fat and lazy are we getting? Oh, I'd like a banana split, but the chewing, I get exhausted. If only I could suck it through a straw. What is that? Jeez. Hey, it was this week in 1909 that the U.S. government bought its very first plane from the Wright brothers at a cost of $31,000. And you can still see that plane today. Makes five flights a day for Southwest, L.A. to Vegas. And a 104-year-old woman over in England who called herself the world's oldest member of Twitter has just died. Her last tweet, "I've fallen and I can't get up."
Don't miss The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, only on NBC.
At the American Lung Association, we're fighting for a day when we can all breathe easier. We're fighting for clear skies over every city and healthy lungs throughout the country. We're fighting to free millions of Americans from the addictive grip of tobacco and the devastating effects of lung disease. The American Lung Association isn't just fighting for air. We're fighting for all the things that make it worth breathing, and we can use your help. See what you can do at fightingforair.org.
This is Dave Ramsey of The Dave Ramsey Show, where life happens caller after caller. Credit card companies have targeted the college students for years. What a lot of people don't realize is that a lot of the credit card companies cut deals with the universities. Basically, then the university ends up selling out the financial souls of the students for a few measly bucks here and there. And it is over the top. Don't miss The Dave Ramsey Show, right here on the Best in Talk Radio.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 8 to 11 on News Talk 590 WVLK.
Hey, I'm Twitch.
And I'm Tammy.
And we're here to tell you all about Lexington Trailer and Twitch.
It's not Lexington Trailer and Twitch, Twitch. It's Lexington Trailer and Hitch, your place to go get fixed or hitched.
That's right. You guys get vehicles towing and keep trailers rolling. At Lexington Trailer and Hitch, we can get you ready regardless of the season. So if you're hauling, you ought to be calling Lexington Trailer and Hitch.
We carry all your trailer parts. Locks, tires, and bearings. Oh, my.
Why don't you give the details, Mr. Big Voice Announcer?
Need fixed or hitched? Lexington Trailer and Hitch fixes all models of trailers, keeping your trailer safe for towing, stocking hundreds of parts and accessories for your trailer needs. Lexington Trailer and Hitch can get you hitched to fifth wheels, B&W gooseneck turnover balls, curb receiver hitches, and more. Lexington Trailer and Hitch has a wide selection of trailers from great manufacturers like R&R, Wells Cargo, and can custom build to fit your needs. Get fixed or get hitched at Lexington Trailer and Hitch, 252-4258, located at 1405 Versailles Road, Lexington.
That's why we pay you the big bucks. Lexington Trailer and Hitch, 1405 Versailles Road, behind the Seaward Superstore. Call now, 252-4258.
Listen to News Talk 590 WVLK live anywhere, anytime at WVLKAM.com.
29 minutes after 6, 6:29. Just talking about the this fine company here a moment ago before Kyle Whalen walked in, who's the owner of Back Construction. Kyle, good morning.
Good morning, Jack.
Hey, thank you very much for all the support that you guys have given us over the years. Not only that, but all the nice work you've done for us.
Well, thank you.
We really appreciate it. It's a company that has just stood for excellence, and that's the only way you guys know how to do business, and I like companies like yours.
Well, we appreciate you, all you've done for us. I mean, I was thinking on the way over here, all the years I've been listening to WVLK, and what an honor it is to be an advertiser.
Well, you're a big part of it. And Ray Larson's going to join us here in a few minutes. And I was first time I met Kyle, I was in Kyle's office, and Kyle said, I you're really getting on my nerves here on Friday morning. I can't get any work done between 9 and 10 on Friday mornings. He said, I find myself glued to the radio during American DA Live. So there you go, Ray.
Yeah. I love that show.
Kyle, thank you very much. We really appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you, Jack.
Going to get an update from the Information Center right here on News Talk 590 WVLK. We're live from the Red Mile Clubhouse.
The news you expect. The balance you've asked for. News Talk 590 WVLK. Depend on it.
6:30 at News Talk 590 WVLK. Clear skies, 57 degrees. Good morning. I'm Scott Johnson. Here's what's happening.
To mark the fourth anniversary of the crash of Comair Flight 5191, a groundbreaking is planned for a memorial to honor the 49 victims. I'm Nancy Cox. 47 passengers and two crew members died in the crash at Lexington's Bluegrass Airport on the morning of August 27, 2006. First Officer Jim Polhinke was the only survivor. The Comair 5191 memorial will be a sculpture of 49 silver birds in flight. The groundbreaking starts at 10 this morning in the Remembrance Gardens at the Arboretum on Alumni Drive. I'm LEX18's Nancy Cox for News Talk 590 WVLK.
590 WVLK, news time 6:31.
I'm LEX18 Storm Tracker Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack. This could be one of the best days in Jack Patty's 35 years of radio. We'll talk about that with the three-day forecast coming up on News Talk 590 WVLK.
Things are running smoothly right now across the city. You look at traffic coming up, depend on it.
I'm Brent Carney. Coming up in sports, offensive coordinator Randy Sanders talks about choosing a starting quarterback. Details coming up on Sports Central 590 WVLK.
590 WVLK news continues at 6:32.
Former President Jimmy Carter is successful in persuading North Korea to release an American jailed in that communist nation. State Department officials are thanking Carter for his work to bring Jalon Molly Gomez back to the U.S. I'm Troy Wild.
The FDA has confirmed that two Iowa egg farms used feed tainted with salmonella. Food and Drug Administration researchers say early results of the testing done at the two farms turned up the evidence. The germs had the same DNA fingerprint as the strain that caused an outbreak of food poisoning. Man fought back during a home invasion in Lexington early this morning, cutting one of the suspects. Police say two men forced their way into a home along American Avenue and demanded drugs and money. The man and woman inside told the pair that they didn't have anything, sparking a struggle. During the tussle, the man cut one of the suspects with a knife. The two robbers took off. Police say a man matching the description of one of the suspects showed up at St. Joseph Hospital with a gash a little while later. No arrests yet, but officers say they were able to gather a lot of DNA evidence at the scene, and they are continuing to investigate. Friends and family will gather to say final goodbyes today to a Winchester teen killed in a car crash. More than 100 people were at Central Baptist Church in Winchester for the visitation for Michael Barnes yesterday. Barnes was a senior football player at George Rogers Clark High School. Paul Columbia, who's the football coach at GRC, says the number of fundraisers and tributes in several counties has touched Barnes' family.
Now, she's been amazed at the outpouring from the community of raising money for the funeral expenses due to their economic situation. They say that she's just been amazed. She didn't expect it.
Michael Barnes' funeral this afternoon at 1 at Central Baptist in Winchester. Indicators are pointing toward a higher opening on Wall Street. Dow futures are up 20 points. The Nasdaq ahead 3.75. S&P futures 2.5 higher. 590 WVLK News Time 6:33. Coming up in 1 minute. Weather and traffic together. Depend on it.
Refinement. Further refined. News Talk 590 WVLK.
I love the internet. You know why? I'll tell you why. I like websites. I like email. I like the clicky sound the keyboard makes. Good sound. I like to log on, read the news, check the weather, shop, look at pictures, download maps, meet new people. I just wish I had more reasons to get on the internet.
I'll give you one. Men must register with Selective Service within 30 days of their 18th birthday. That qualifies you for student loans, government jobs, and training. You can register online at www.sss.gov, or you can register at the post office.
I'm going to register right now at www.sss.gov. Hey, why is it www, not ABC or XYZ or PD?
It's as though Mr. Jack Patty ordered this weather just special for his anniversary, and congratulations, Jack. We are looking at a terrific day today. Sunshine. Low humidity, high temperatures will top out today in the low 80s, which means we got a hustle from this morning because it's kind of chilly out there. Now for tonight, the sky will be clearer, back down to the mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunny, mid to upper 80s on Saturday. Mostly sunny, near 90 on Sunday. I'm Elliot Exceed, Storm Tracker, Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack, with your three-day forecast on News Talk 590 WBLK.
Radar's clear, sky's clear, it's 57 at your official weather station, News Talk 590 WBLK.
From the Green Story of Lexington Traffic Center, I had a report of a non-injury crash around Winchester and New Circle, the inbound side, so you want to be careful in that vicinity this morning. Otherwise, traffic's moving reasonably well. No other significant issues for you as you make your way in. Nicholasville, Harrodsburg, Tate's Creek Roads beginning to pick up just a little bit, so take it easy out there as you make your way into the city, but so far, running reasonably well. Brad Munson with Lexington's most dependable traffic reports, News Talk 590 WVLK.
News at the top and bottom of the hour. Breaking news instantly. Depend on Lexington's news, weather, and traffic leader, News Talk 590 WVLK.
Good morning. Our time is 6:36, 24 minutes away from 7 o'clock, and we are live at the Red Mile Clubhouse in downtown Lexington as we watch the sunrise up over the skyline of downtown Lexington. This is absolutely a gorgeous view. Jack Patty here. We're going to be broadcasting all morning until 10 this morning. We have a great breakfast buffet set up for you. If you'd like to come and have breakfast with you, we'd love for you to join us on your way into work. And again, we'll be here until 10 o'clock this morning. Coming up, we'll have the weather for you. Every 6 minutes, traffic from Brad, an update from Scott. Comes up in just about 10 minutes or so. Earl Pitt's American and Sports, which is coming up with Brent Kearney next right here on News Talk 590 WBLK. But first, let me tell you about the Labor Day sale that's already started over at Oak Factory. They decided, why the heck wait till Labor Day? Let's go ahead and get started. 50% off the entire store, including special orders, plus special buys, sleeper sofa, regularly $14.89, on sale for $6.99. They have only three of these in stock. You're going to find two sofas, double recliners, regularly $2,059, sale priced at $8.99. Leather rocking recliner, love seat with console that was $3,000, now $10.99. Office chairs starting at just $90. Restonic mattress sets at 50% off. And that's just a few, just too many to mention, really. More at 50% off throughout the entire store at Oak Factory. Don't miss the big Labor Day sale. It's Mike and Denise Cooper's Premier Furniture and Mattress Gallery, located in Brannan Crossing. That's 1 mile south of Man of War on Nicholasville Road, right next door to Bob Evans. You stop by and they'll give you the family price. 6:38, News Talk 590 WVLK, live from the Red Mile Clubhouse.
News Talk 590 WVLK and Pretty in Pink are giving you a chance to win tickets to the best little horse tour in Kentucky. It's a fun-filled day of Kentucky's finest horse farm, shopping, and bourbon. Go to WVLKAM.com, click on the Pretty in Pink logo to find out more and register to win. Or to purchase tickets, call 873-PINK, the best little horse tour in Kentucky. Register today for your chance to win from Pretty in Pink and News Talk 590 WVLK.
Are you facing foreclosure? Then come down to Megalow and Partners. We're a mortgage rescue company, and we can help you keep your house. Provided you submit to our plans for galactic domination. No, no, I'm kidding.
If you're facing foreclosure, talk to the right people. Speak with HUD-approved housing counselors free of charge at 888-995-HOPE. Brought to you by NeighborWorks America and the Ad Council.
News Talk 590 WVLK with live local talk, weekdays noon till 3. Cruiser and Crew talk to you about what matters to Lexington. Weekdays noon till 3. Cruiser and Crew, plus the news, weather, and traffic at the top and bottom of the hour. The only Lexington station with live news people on the street and in the studio. When it happens, you'll know it first. Depend on Lexington's news, weather, and traffic leader. News Talk 590 WVLK.
With excitement building in downtown Lexington on the eve of the World Equestrian Games, the band that is Americana Music will start the party. Live Thursday, September 23rd at the Lexington Opera House, Alltech presents Little Feet. If you be my dick,
Texas Chicken.
Tickets are on sale now and available at the Lexington Center box office, online at Ticketmaster.com, or by calling 233-3535. Tickets are only $35 to $43, and all proceeds from ticket sales are designated toward operational funds at the Music Institute. The Music Institute provides lessons for all ages, all levels, and all instruments. Be a part of an electric evening as Lexington begins to fill with guests from more than 60 nations for the formal opening of the Alltech FEI World Equestrian Games, Thursday, September 23rd at the Lexington Opera House. Don't miss Little Feet. Tickets available now at the Lexington Center box office, online at Ticketmaster.com, or by calling 233-3535.
Listen to News Talk 590 WVLK live anywhere, anytime at WVLKAM.com.
6:40, 20 minutes away from 7. That's time to get the highest price for your scrap gold from the Castle Discounters of Diamonds and Fine Jewelry. And here's what Bill Meck has to say. It's beautiful. Sunny and a high in the low 80s today. Tonight, clear. Low in the mid-50s for tomorrow. Sunny with a high in the mid to upper 80s. And on Sunday, mostly sunny and a high near 90. Checking the radar as the sun comes up. We have no precipitation, fair skies, and 58 degrees at your official weather station as we're live from the Red Mile on News Talk 590 WVLK.
Now, last night's scores and the latest on the Wildcats. Sports at 10 and 40 past the hour on Sports Central 590 WVLK.
And sports is brought to you by Rainer Door Authority. During the month of August, all doors are 30% off. That's Rainer Door Authority.
It's always a big time when the clock strikes 12 on December 31st, but this year when it hits 12 the first time at noon, True Blue fans will have another reason to celebrate. It'll be time to play Louisville. The Cats' schedule for next year is out, and the big one is on New Year's Eve, UK versus Louisville at the Cardinals' new arena, December 31st. The Cats' first SEC game is at Georgia. Senior Day is March 1st at home against Florida. Well, the decision to name Mike Hartline the starting quarterback wasn't just hard on the guys competing for the job. It was tough on the coaches, too, especially Randy Sanders, the guy who works the closest with those quarterbacks. He believes Hartline is the guy, but choosing him meant letting down two other players he also likes a lot.
It was not an easy decision, especially from a personal standpoint, because, you know, I love all three of those guys. And you guys have probably heard me say it before, and I told them, you know, choosing between them is kind of like choosing between my daughters. You know, you're happy for one of them, but you're sad for the other ones. And, you know, while you're sad for them, you also expect them to respond the right way and handle it like men and be team-oriented, and I think they've done.
The Legends lose again last night at Kannapolis. And remember, don't miss your chance to call in and talk sports tonight with Larry Glover. That's from 6 until 8 right here on Sports Central 590 WVLK.
6:42, 18 minutes away from 7 o'clock. That's time to get the highest price for your scrap gold at the Castle Discounters of Diamonds and Fine Jewelry. High temperature in the low 80s and sunny skies in our forecast. Right now it's fair and 58. At your official weather station, News Talk 590 WVLK. Commonwealth Attorney Ray Larson is up awfully early this morning. Ray, is this normal for you? You usually get up this early?
Yes, I do.
Well, it's good to have you here, and you look great this hour of the morning. I mean,
well, you do too, Jack. You're all dolled up.
See, today. I don't normally do this though. I don't normally do this. Ray came to me. What is it? 5 years ago now? 6 years?
Almost six.
Almost 6 years ago, and he said, "I've got an idea." He said, "I've got. I'm a member of an organization called the National Prosecutors Association. Is that it?
National District
Attorneys Association. And, you know, there are a lot of high-profile crimes out there that we could feature on your program and actually have the prosecutors that prosecuted the cases on. I thought it sounded like a pretty good idea. I didn't have any idea really how good an idea it was, but here almost 6 years later, we do it every Friday, and I hear probably more about that than any one single thing that that we do. So thank you for that idea.
Well, you want me to tell you how that really happened?
Yes, I wish you would. Yeah. Tell the real story.
Yeah, well, Jack is a true crime groupie, court TV groupie at that time, and the news was on. I was there for some other reason on your show, and you told me, I'm a court TV groupie. Marta and I watch these things on TV, and I said, well, you know, I know that prosecutor. And maybe we could talk about it. And you said, well, why don't we do that? And that's how it really happened.
Well, however it happened, I'm glad that it did. And we've interviewed some some really interesting prosecuting attorneys over the years.
Well, one of the ones I think that was as interesting as any is a guy named Tom Snedden, who prosecuted Michael Jackson. And he said something that never occurred to me. And he said it never occurred to him the power of celebrity and how difficult it is to convict a celebrity. And that was an interesting one. We talked about the guy that Scott Peterson, remember that case?
Oh, yeah.
So it's been a lot of fun. It's been very interesting. The prosecutors around the country are aware of you and this show that we do. And at first, they didn't want to be on it because they were afraid this is going to be another gotcha kind of a thing.
Right.
And now they realize that it's just a conversation between you and me and them about a case.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate your friendship over the years, Ray. Even though you couldn't get me out of a jam when I was in New York a few weeks ago.
That was pitiful.
That was pitiful, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I'm calling Ray to help me with a problem to do with something that he had absolutely nothing to do with.
Well, tell him. You lost your passport.
Lost my passport. The biggest shot that I could think of that I knew was Ray Larson. Ray's comment to me was, I don't know anything about passports. I don't even have one.
Yeah. Best wishes, Jack.
Right. Ray says, sounds like to me you're out of luck. Hey, thank you so much for that, Ray. Thank you, Ray. We appreciate you, buddy.
Okay, have a good rest of the day,
Jack. Thank you, sir. 646 and the 590 WVLK Traffic Watch. And let's go and see what's happening in the traffic. Here's Brad Munson.
Thanks, Jack. From the Green Toyota of Lexington Traffic Center, not injury crash inbound on Winchester Road there around News Circle to get that moved out of the way. Traffic's moving reasonably well over there. We've also got issues over on High and Pine Street on the west side of downtown, though, with some construction over there. It's had traffic kind of stacked up, so be careful in that area. Give yourself a little bit of extra time as you work your way in. But right now on the south side along Nicholasville and Harrodsburg Roads, traffic's picking up. But is running okay at the moment. Brad Munson with Lexington's most dependable traffic reports, News Talk 590 WVLK.
6:46, 14 minutes away from 7 o'clock, top of the hour. An update from ABC and the Information Center. What you got, Scott?
Jack, these stories making Lexington's morning news on News Talk 590 WVLK. Groundbreaking today for a memorial to honor the victims of Comair Flight 5191. Man shot in the head overnight in Lexington.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News. The economy is growing at an even slower pace than we thought. What will the future bring? Fed Chair Ben Bernanke with a big speech today. We'll tell you about it coming up.
That and more at 7. News at the top and bottom of the hour. Breaking news instantly. Depend on Lexington's news, weather, and traffic leader. News Talk 590 WVLK.
And the 590 WVLK Bill Meck three-day forecast at 6:47. Sunny, high temperature in the low 80s today. Tonight, clear, low in the mid-50s. The outlook for Saturday, sunny with a high in the mid to upper 80s. And on Sunday, mostly sunny and a high near 90. Checking our radar right now, we have no precipitation. The sun is up. It's beautiful view from our perspective here at the Red Mile Clubhouse. It's fair and 58 at your official weather station. News Talk 590 WVLK. Another one of our sponsors we want to thank for all their support over the years is Fayette Heating and Air, and a division of that is H2O Maestro. Now, that may be a new name to you, but certainly Fayette Heating and Air is not. And H2O Maestro is the professional plumber for Lexington. They provide you with plumbing repairs, drain cleaning, water filtration, water heaters, whole house repiping. They offer water softening, 24-hour emergency service. They even have financing available. And just give them a call at 859-361-7925. Again, that number is 859-361-7925. You can check them out online at h2omaestro.com. 6:48, 12 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Ross Martin and I have been friends for many, many years, and that friendship actually started at WVLK. And I got it. Ross, good morning.
Good morning, Jack. Congratulations.
Ross, I didn't know you were going to be here this morning, but I'm delighted that
you
are.
I wouldn't miss it.
Are you skipping school?
No, I'm
gotta
just
go to school.
I'm getting up real early, yeah.
Ross teaches school at Eastside Technical School, teaches radio, TV, media, and all that. But I got an email. I've gotten a lot of emails this week about the 35th anniversary, and I got one from a lady, and she says, I have enclosed a photograph of one of my prized possessions, and so I open this photograph on this email, and it's a picture of her holding the Catfish, the record album.
You can find that in discount stores and thrift shops just about everywhere.
I actually found one at a secondhand store in Shelbyville.
Okay.
So yeah. You can buy our record for $1 a lot of places.
It's at CD Central. Speaking of emails, I got a few telegrams, Jack. Now, why are people sending telegrams? programs these days.
Of course, I know it.
I managed to get a few about your anniversary. This one is Jack Patty, congrats on 35 years. Stop. Need to talk. Stop. Have an opportunity that will change your life. Stop. From Don Webb.
Don Webb. Yeah. Hey,
W.
Don.
Webb. And let's see. Mr. Patty, really miss having you in the morning. Stop. Reception has been really poor lately. Let's have dinner sometime. I know a great place. Stop. From Rick Pitino.
Rick Pitino. Who would have thought?
You're, right. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Ross. I appreciate it. I'm glad you're here. 6:50 is the time on News Talk 590 WVLK, live from the Red Mile Clubhouse.
I want to tell you about a time
in American history
so it never repeats itself.
My family was ravaged.
Thousands and thousands died.
And then one day,
there was hope.
Before vaccines, there were few ways to help protect against deadly illnesses.
I never want my grandchildren to see what I saw.
Remember, vaccinate.
A public health message from the American Academy of Pediatrics, with support provided by Sanofi Pasteur. Visit protecttomorrow.org.
Sue Wiley, weekday mornings 10 till noon on News Talk 590 WVLK. Sue has her finger on the pulse of what's important to you.
I'm 26. I pack a gun. I have since the day I turned 21, and I don't do it because I'm scared. I do it because it's my right as an American citizen. And
you mean you do it just because you can?
I do it just because I can.
Sue Wiley, weekday mornings 10 till noon, plus the news, weather, and traffic together at the top and bottom of every hour on News Talk 590 WVLK.
Saturday morning, 8 till 10. Plant your ear in front of the radio for the Flower Power Hours. With the botanically brainy 590 WVLK Garden Guide, Louie. Saturday morning at 8, exclusively on the biggest root in the radio patch. News Talk 590 WVLK.
6:52, 8 minutes away from 7, and we are live from the Red Mile Clubhouse here on News Talk 590 WVLK. Carl Nathy, good morning, Carl.
Hey, Jack, how are you? Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I got to be a fan of Carl's a number of years ago when you were anchoring on Channel 18. How long did you do that?
About 4 years.
4 years.
I was there for 4 years. I was the weekday sports anchor for 2 years, and then kind of the weekend and backup sports anchor and a sports reporter. But 4 years at Channel 18, and now, believe it or not, September 25th will be 21 years, September 25th at the University of Kentucky.
No kidding. You've been there 21 years.
Yep.
We're going to have one of these deals for you.
I don't know about that.
Tell me about what is your title exactly at UK?
Well, I just like to say I'm Carl Nathy, UK Public Relations and Marketing. I guess technically I'm a University Information Officer.
Well, you do a great job over there. You keep everybody posted as to what's going on, and that's a very important thing. I guess you've seen a lot of change in your 21 years at UK.
Well, we've gone from mailing out news releases to then faxing them out. Now it's email, and we're even getting into with our office, just like everybody else, with the Twitter and the Facebook.
Yeah.
Thankfully, we have some very young, sharp people that are up on that stuff.
That know how that stuff works.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Well, you know, I was at an event last night, and a guy sitting next to me at dinner said, what's changed, what's most has changed in your business? I said, the whole technology of the beast has changed, and it's really amazing. And you have to keep up with it, or you get left behind, don't you?
Exactly, and you know, it's funny, because I got my professional start, if you will. I worked 7 years full-time in radio when I first come out of college, and had worked at the college radio station as well. But back then you had carts, mm-hmm. cart machines. If you looked at somebody now, I guess they wouldn't even know what a cart machine was.
Unless they were at our place.
Yeah. Okay, well, you know what? It still works, though.
It still works. And I tell you, when the computers go down, we're lucky we still have those things in there.
Yeah. I've listened to you through the years, and I know you've made great adjustments, but I can remember when some of the new technology or some of the new computer system come in, and it's great stuff when it works.
I remember 25 years ago somebody told me that, and this was back when we were still playing music and playing music on records, they said, one of these days you're going to sit there, you'll have no turntables, you'll have no tape recorders, you'll have no cart machines, you'll just sit there with a computer screen in front of you. And I said, get out of here. And of course, that's the way it is now, except there are three different computers in our case.
I want to say something about you, because, and I mean this sincerely, one of the things that we've been able to utilize through the years from the University of Kentucky is calling you up or emailing you and scheduling where we'll get somebody that's got an upcoming event, and it's great promotion. You often do live interviews at the 8:40 or 8:45 time slot. You had one of our people on yesterday, and that's a great help to publicize things that what happens at a big place like UK, there's a lot of great things going on. There's a lot of great opportunities for people to get involved, to further their education, whether it's a formal degree program or if it's just some kind of informational thing. And you've been a great supporter of getting that word out, and we really appreciate it because it does make a difference. There's, when we have controversy at UK, it's going to get covered. Obviously, sports gets covered.
Right.
But there's a lot of great things that kind of fall through the cracks that are going on, and we appreciate you getting out. One example, I know you've been a supporter through the years, is the lawnmower clinic.
Oh, that's
and
amazing.
Now they get more, the students in the College of Agriculture, the Ag Engineering program, and now they've got to limit it these last couple of years because one of the reasons...
It's gotten too big, right?
It's gotten too big, and with Jack's support publicizing that, and we'll be talking about that in February and March, but it's a great way to get your lawnmower tuned up for the new season. Unfortunately, for the lawnmower business this year, I don't think it's been a very good year for having to get your mower tuned up because you don't hardly have to use it.
That's right, because everything's dead. Carl, thank you so much. We sure appreciate you. And everybody at UK.
Jack, thank you. And in spite of what you emailed back when I wished you another 35 years, I can't use that on the air, but I do wish you another 35 years. Hey, Paul Harvey went to about 90.
He did, didn't he? Yeah.
And
maybe we can do the same.
Bob Shepard, the Yankees PA announcer, went to his late 90s.
Problem is, I've already forgotten where I parked my car, so I'm not holding out much for that.
All right, Jack.
Thank you, Carl.
Thanks. All right,
it
have
is
a good one.
6:56, 4 minutes away from 7 o'clock. News Talk 590 WVLK, and it's time now for Earl Pitt's American.
You know what makes me sick? You know what makes me so mad? I just want to dip my butt in bacon fat and run naked through a flea circus. I got nothing against education. My 3 years in the fifth grade was three of the best years of my life. However, when it comes to actually learning something, my 8 years of playing hooky is where it all came together. You know, the main thing wrong with education today is they make kids get it in a school. If you ever played hooky, you know I'm right about that. Think about this. In school, I learned if I had a nickel and a candy bar cost a quarter, I didn't have enough money to buy it. Playing hooky, I learned how to pull off that five-finger discount and get it anyway. In school, I learned the fastest man in the world can't outrun a racehorse. Playing hooky, I learned the slowest kid in the world can still outrun a tub of lard truant officer. In school, I learned how fast an object sinks in a body of water. Playing hooky, I learned how to swim so it didn't happen to me. In school, I learned to write my own handwriting. Playing hooky, I learned to write my mama's handwriting. In school, I learned how to prevent disease. Playing hooky, I learned how to fake one. Wake up, America! The fact is, most people get in trouble for being in the wrong place at the wrong time. Playing hooky taught me the most important lesson of all, how to be somewhere else. I'm Earl Pitts. Catch me on the web, earlpitts.us. Pitts on.
News Talk 590 WVLK and Pretty in Pink are giving you a chance to win tickets to the best little horse tour in Kentucky. It's a fun-filled day of Kentucky's finest horse farm, shopping, and bourbon. Go to WVLKAM.com, click on the Pretty in Pink logo to find out more and register to win. Or to purchase tickets, call 873-PINK, the best little horse tour in Kentucky. Register today for your chance to win from Pretty in Pink and News Talk 590 WVLK.
News Talk 590 WVLK reminds you, Walk MS raises money to fund cutting-edge research and provide programs and services to help people with MS and their families move their lives forward. Because that's what Walk MS is really about, and that's where you come in. Join us September 11th at Applebee's Park for Walk MS Lexington. For more information and to register online, visit walkmsky.com. Walk to create a world free of MS with News Talk 590 WVLK.
Local insight, local perspective from the station you depend on. News Talk 590 WVLK.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
With excitement building in downtown Lexington on the eve of the World Equestrian Games, the band that is Americana Music will start the party. Live Thursday, September 23rd at the Lexington Opera House, Alltech presents Little Feet. If you can be my Dixie Chicken. Tickets are on sale now and available at the Lexington Center box office, online at Ticketmaster.com, or by calling 233-3535. Tickets are only $35 to $43, and all proceeds from ticket sales are designated toward operational funds at the Music Institute. The Music Institute provides lessons for all ages, all levels, and all instruments. Be a part of an electric evening as Lexington begins to fill with guests from more than 60 nations for the formal opening of the Alltech FEI World Equestrian Games, Thursday, September 23rd at the Lexington Opera House. Don't miss Little Feet. Available now at the Lexington Center box office, online at Ticketmaster.com, or by calling 233-3535.
Jack Patty and the Lexington Morning News, weekday mornings on 590 WVLK AM and on 101.5 WVLK FM.